The uranium leaking from Port Radium and Ray Rock mines is killing us. And the girl with sharp knees sits in her underwear. She is shivering. The bus is cold. The man at the gun store has seagull eyes. Freckles grow on the wrong side of his face. This town has the biggest Canadian flag anywhere. It is always tangled and never waves. For grass, this playground has human hair. It never grows on Sundays. The kids that play here are cold and wet. They are playing in their underwear. They are singing with cold tongues. They have only 7 fingers to hide with. Those are rotting clouds. This is the other side of rain. The band plays, but there is no sound. I snap my finger, but there is no sound. There is someone running on the highway. There is no one in the field. Nobody knows the cats here. No one knows their names. They are letting the librarian's right eye fuse shut. There is a pencil stabbed through her bun. She can read, "I did not pop my balloon, the grass did," in my library book. She looks into me. One eye is pink, the other is blue. My father said, "Take the bus." There is yellow tape around my house. A finger is caught in the engine, but they only rev it harder. There are cold hands against my back. I want to kiss Pocahontas before she dies at age 21. Someone is stealing the dogs of this town while doctors hold babies high in black bags. My mother's voice is a dull marble, rolling down her mouth, stolen to her lap, not even bouncing, not even once. She has sprayed metal into her hair. I am sitting on a red seat, my hands open with rawhide. This is the ear I bled from. There is a child walking in the field. He is walking with a black gun. In my girlfriend's fist is a promise. She does not raise herself to meet me. Her socks are always dirty. She is selling me a broken bed so she can lie on plywood. Her feet are always cold. The coffee we drink is cold. The bus driver does not wave goodbye. Why are there only children on this bus? Why are we wet and cold? Why are we only in our underwear? I want to run, but I have no legs. The tongue that slides from my mouth is blue. Friday is the loneliest day of the week, she says. The blanket she knitted this winter is torn upon us. She laughs at me with blue eyes. She says if you walk in the rain, no one can tell you're crying. The soup we drink after is cold. The popcorn we eat after is cold. Someone is crying in the basement. Someone is crying next door. The dream we have is something running on 4 legs, running on pavement towards us. It is running from the highway. It is a dead caribou running on dead legs. I meet its eyes
against native people is still going on today all over the world.
Native Solidarity News. It's about you too. CKUT, CKDU, CFBEX, CFUV, CHFN, CHLY, CHMA, CHSR, CJLY, CJSF, CJSW, Radio 90.
Based on land. Land is the basis of all independence.
And welcome. This is Native Solidarity News. My name is Erica. I'm here with Dan and Shelley, and we've got a full show for you today. We've got a lot of news items, including that racist judge last week and what she said. And it just burns me up because I've read all kinds of news clips from different news organizations, and it pretty much says the entire thing. You know, it tells the story from different points of view, but it's all the same. What she did last week was pretty much, I don't know, it just really ticked me off. But I think someone said it best was Kathinia Horn from Mohawk Nation News. Judge Nicole Duval Hessler told the lawyer for the Mohawks, Jeffrey Borrow, she wanted them to apologize to the victims. And this is what I find a little sad is who. from looking at them, she didn't think that they look sorry, but rather the opposite. Quebec courts are appointing judges who will carry out the government's agenda, driving people into poverty through malicious court actions against them is one of the number of tactics being used on these people. They are poor people who cannot afford lawyers. Eventually, Canada hopes that the Indians won't be able to fight back, and the long-term goal is assimilation, so the government and multinational corporations can grab their land and resources. They want to privatize land, get some Indians to start a business that will fail, and then grab it. On December 11, 2005, 13 Mohawks were being sentenced after being convicted for rioting and forcible confinement during the incident that took place on January 12, 2004. They were being invaded by 67 hired mercenaries. These mercenaries had taken over the community police station, Oostendo Community Police Commission, and in other words, it was a coup. They had high-powered weapons and a mandate to try to find something criminal on particular people. They had a hit list of 55 names of community members who they described as armed and dangerous. They were to be taken down on site. Most of those charged and convicted went to the scene and stood there and watched. People from all walks of life responded, from elderly grandmothers to babies in strollers. They couldn't believe that this was happening in their community, and it was the coldest day of winter, but they wanted to defend the democratic law and order. 24 were arrested. The trial was a sham. Rather than calling the defendants the accused throughout the whole process, Judge Duval Hessler referred to the Mohawks as rioters. In front of the jury, the Crown Prosecutor Francois hates the Mohawks with a passion. Briere used that word, rioters, 18 times in his closing argument to the jury. Said one supporter, "I heard one time that we were innocent until proven guilty. Not if you're an Indian. The rule book goes out the window." This judicial system wanted Mohawks to hang. They needed to put the responsibility of what happened in Gunnersatake on January 12, 2004 on somebody else, because if the truth came out, the machinations of the Canadian government would be embarrassed, and especially with the Gomery sponsorship scandal unfolding, the Liberals were on a damage control mission after the $250 million disappeared into the pockets of public relations companies connected to their party. Canada had hired one of the key players in the scandal to spin the Gunnersatake story for the public. Judge Duval Hessler wanted them to say, "We're morally wrong and we apologize for making you cry." There's no way anyone should apologize for being threatened with murder and violence. Media reports have been correct in one light. The people armed with riot gear, carrying high-powered weapons, and their faces covered in the confrontation were the goons that Canada sent in. Community members who defended themselves, and the community that was being made to pay for this, the court is being used to absolve the Canadian government of the responsible they hold for what happened. They provided $900,000 in secret envelope cash to pay for the operation. At the end of the day, even schoolgirls' murderer Carla Homolka's rights were better protected than these innocent people. Then Judge Duval Hessler made the fun of the initiatives that defendants had made for such such as disturbing the gifts and posting informative peaceful letters on the internet. The lawyer said that the Crown had failed to produce a victim. Judge Duval Hessler said, "Don't tell me there's no victims. The chief's house and the police station were burnt down. Maybe they should apologize to the house and station, eh?" Well, the station actually wasn't burned down, if I'm not. It's like, sorry, Judge, girl, what are you doing? They aren't even being charged with these. She was implying that they were responsible for burning James Gabriel's house, which is completely and categorically incorrect. The police station that was there showed no evidence to implicate any of those convicted. Now, she suggested to the lawyers that they were being lied and used by the clients. She tried really hard to cover up Canada's illegal actions, so she apologized to the lawyers, and "I'm really, really sorry," after the lawyers pointed out how obscene she was. She had no choice but to apologize to the Mohawk Nation. As far as I'm concerned, she should be kicked off the bench. Mm-hmm. The community supporter yelled out in open court, "You're a racist, incredible," and he got thrown out of the courtroom. She wants us to apologize like good little Indians, he continued out in the hallway. She was narrow-minded and naive to infer that the political problems that would be resolved by an apology if the United States took over Canada, would anything be hunky-dory if Canada apologized? We don't think so. The wrong people were charged. The government of Canada, the Gunasataki Band Council Incorporated, and their goons should have been charged for their violent attack on the people. The Quebec Police Beaupré report revealed that the province was ready to hold those people accountable. The federal government and their peons, because it was against a police law and there was insufficient evidence of criminality, when proper procedures are followed, you need evidence of a crime first. Then you try to find out who done it. You don't target persons and then try to find ways to incriminate them. They threw in armed guys with a hit list telling them to go after these particular guys without a warrant, I might add, and kill them on sight. Crown Brière said, these Indians against Indians, no, it wasn't. Who hired the guns? How dumb do they think we are? It was never pointed out that they were hired guns to the corporations called Canada and the Indian Act Band Council. The judge really wants to make the Mohawks kneel, but they just won't. The Grand Chief, Stephen Bonspiel, spoke very well on record at the courthouse. These 13 men should not be convicted. It won't resolve anything in Gunasataki. This is the kind of training our children are getting from the dominant colonial society. They're making sure our kids are getting first-class training in a methodology of oppression so that they won't stand up to these injustices themselves. It's a colonial scare tactic. They don't want anyone to be brave enough to fight back, but it's not working. And that is from
Gahantaneta Horn.
Okay, thanks. wow. That's a long name, and I thought my name was hard. And that's from Mohawk Nation News. Now, my beef on this is if this is a call to the Quebec Justice Minister himself. As far as I'm concerned with Ms. Hessler, she isn't a judge. A judge is someone who's impartial. And if you're going to have someone impartial on the bench, you don't have someone who's going to use racial rhetoric to just piss people off. This whole situation ticked me off so much that I couldn't believe the arrogance of this particular judge. Now, how dare she throw out racial rhetoric in a courthouse? But of course, you know, it's like her being, you know, a judge, you know, she's entitled to say whatever the hell she wants. And frankly, no, she isn't. That's what being a judge is all about. You're supposed to be impartial. And as far as I'm concerned, I want her kicked off the bench. And I'm pretty sure the entire nation wants her kicked off the bench for this kind of racism. If you want to stop racism in this country, the only way to do it is simply say no. If you have someone in power like a judge, a politician, a lawyer, a police officer, a police chief, and they use racial rhetoric, they're gone. That's how you get rid of racism. You don't say, oh, I'm sorry, you're not supposed to say things like that, and then give them some sensitivity courses, because obviously the sensitivity courses in this province aren't working.
Righto.
You know, this really ticks me off, the fact that it's like the government of Canada is blocking our rights here. You know, it's like, why don't you actually do your jobs? You call yourselves police officers, do your jobs. Don't just sit around and pretend to do something. This is a sham. This is a joke. You know, I can't believe a police department actually printed it. This is not even worth the paper that it's printed on. And Miss Hessler, you know, I think that sounds German, actually. Anyways, still, you know, it's like you're so fired. You know, as far as in my eyes, I've lost all respect for the Quebec judicial system, because obviously when it comes to minorities, you don't know squat. You obviously dropped the ball on this one, and saying you're sorry doesn't cut it. You can't just say sorry after throwing the crap that came out of your mouth last week. You should be thrown off the bench, and you know what? You shouldn't even be hired by any other court of law, because obviously you obviously cheated in school, because you should have learned that you don't use your personal opinions in a courtroom. Courtroom are for two sides and a judge who's impartial. Take a look in the dictionary. It's right there. You'll be able to obviously see it. Now, obviously, I'm really ticked off, so I'm going to take a breather right now. And there's this really beautiful song that really describes the kind of mental state that I'm in right now.